Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. It is the first channeling from Nepal. We are at the end of a day, and it's time for a message. It's a basic, classic Kryon message, given before in certain ways, not exactly like this. It talks about the oneness of all things. It's a practical channel. There's no puzzles here, not really. But I want to do something I love to do. I want to give you the scope of who you are and what has happened on the planet and the beauty and the evidence of God all around you. I have told you before that the creative source of all that is what you call God. Another name you have for the central source, God, Spirit, there's one. And this source did not simply create you. You created you. Because you are part of the source. If you have no body, and you didn't in the beginning, you were still you. We've talked about this, what a soul must look like to you. Because you're a human being, you singularize all things. You make it one. One soul, one name, one body. Imagine for a moment you had no body, but you're part of the creative source. Think of it as a soup of creation with trillions and trillions of what you call souls lumped together in a non-linear way, pure love. Consider for a moment you always were and always will be. In other words, there was no beginning of God. Now, a human has a difficult time with that, for everything the human sees is linear. There's a start, there's a middle, and there's a finish, but not with God. And if you are part of God, that means you had no beginning. Slowly, the multiverses were made, including your own. Slowly, the galaxy you are in was made. Slowly, the stars became cooler. The planets spun off in their ways, including the Earth. We told you that in your history, you used to have another star. It didn't go somewhere else. It's not in some strange orbit. It left, not to return. You should know this. Most life in your galaxy has binaural star systems. That really promotes life the fastest. You can see why. The sun is the life giver in the physics of your planet. Two of them does a better job. That's why you are well hidden. Because those who look for life look for the binary systems first, and the ones with one sun last. Slowly the Earth cooled and it formed. We've told you this before. You were watching. In this galaxy, other planets cooled before yours. There was life beginning, and you watched it. The Earth had five starts of life, while the other planets started immediately. Millions of years before humans ever got to this planet in the evolution of life here, there were civilizations. The Earth was late by design, and many of you watched it. This is who you are, without a body, with only the essence of love and a soul mixed into the creative source and the beauty of the oneness of all things. This is who you are. And then the human started to form. And after the amount of time that it took for humans to be like you, you were given the knowledge of light and dark. And you were given it by other star seeds who had civilizations millions of years before yours. They gave you a piece and a part of their biology. It lives in your DNA for you to speak of and listen to those who have observed it. The 23 chromosomes says it all, instead of the 24 that all others around you have who are like you. It really began there. That's the creation story. And then and only then did you form a soul with a body. And it was new. And now you began. And you started living lifetimes after lifetime. Now I want to back up and ask you some questions. When the universe and the galaxy was still hot and hadn't cooled yet, what were the rules of God? The answer is, there aren't any. There's no structure. There's no linearity. There's only the oneness of the love of the creative source, imbued upon all things in a beautiful way that goes beyond understanding of any brain anywhere. When the galaxies started to be formed, and the planets started to be formed, where were the rules of God? There were none. God is the essence of all things, is beautiful beyond belief, non-linear, and only love. When the earth was cool enough for life to start and stop and start and stop and finally receive photosynthesis, where were the rules? Where were the rules of God? And there were none. When humans formed, and over a long period of time, they became like you. When the star seed was put here, when you received the knowledge of light and dark, where were the rules? There were none. Human beings were given free choice to see themselves and the oneness or not. That was a fair thing. So that human beings could populate this planet and with free choice decide where the planet was going to go and change the vibration of the planet and the galaxy in the process. Question, where were the rules of God? There were none. Just like in the creation, there were none. But because human beings have a linear focus, they began to see things. And the only model they had to explain the things were themselves. It's interesting, is it not? At the first, they saw God, but they thought it was many of them. In the most primitive ways, they assigned God to the stars, or the sun, or the moon, or the earth. And slowly over the evolution of spiritual things, not too long ago, the earth agreed there is only one God. One. The oneness of all things, the oneness of God was here. Beautiful. What were the rules of God? Dear ones, there still were none. But there were the rules of men and God. And slowly, because you only had one model, yourselves, You built the structures and the constructs of how to worship the one God. And there were so many rules. And dear ones, none of them were the rules of God. All of them were the rules of humans in their attempt to find God. And slowly the rules became many. And because humans are humans, many times the rules became exclusionary. The one God had only one way to be worshipped, and the rules were clear, some said. Others said, you're not going to be enlightened if you don't follow our path to the one God. Let me ask again, where are the rules of God? There are none. Just as the earth was formed in perfectness and love, just as the creation of the human being and the seed from the stars, so beautiful, just like then where there were no rules, today, there are no rules. The construct of the oneness is ruleless. There is only one way, truly, to understand what I'm telling you, and that is the I Am. When you realize that you are part of the cosmos and always were, this differs from the land you sit in. And in all respect, I give you a new concept of nirvana. In this place, nirvana is the description of you not having to return anymore to live lives. Supposedly, you would be finished and never come back. We have given you information that is beautiful. There is nirvana. And you've always strived toward it. Now let me describe it. Old soul, it's with you living lifetime after lifetime and finally having this planet achieve a shift of consciousness so that when you return in nirvana, it will be to a new earth with new energy, that you will have light you've never had before. That is the goal. And always was. It's the same scenario that the Pleiadians had from the nine stars they came from. Dear ones, you are sitting in a special time. Where are the rules of God? Love has no structure. Do you love someone? Prove it. Write it down. Show that which is the structure of love. There are no rules to love. It just is. And that is the relationship of you to you, you to earth, you to each other. And that is the oneness. That's what is taught in this land and many other places on the planet. My partner described what brought him to his knees in a place that was called Christian, where he first felt the love of the Master. There were rules for him then, but now he understands that love has no beginning or end. And that the masters of this planet, who became prophets, told you so. Over and over. And yet, humans want to worship humans. There's nothing wrong with that. As long as you keep the focus on the love of the Creator. The tree is big. There is one trunk. Many branches all talk to one another from the same source. And we've given you this example before. Eventually, the planet will allow all of the branches to exist in their own way and celebrate them and bless them And you will have many with rules, all coming together, letting the others exist, because it will no longer be exclusionary. It'll be one. Namaste. And so it is.